Hello. How's it going? Sorry, I was stretching. How is everybody doing? I hope you're doing okay. This is just another one of those rando check-in kind of audios, slice of Ruth. Talk about what's on my mind a little bit. Yeah, basically. Just to straighten out kind of the details, basically, is that if you look at the tiers, basically you get some random audio content up to 30-ish minutes for the first tier, and tier two, the Valiant, I believe, gets an additional 30 minutes. And really, that can be anything. And so it's fillers with these things, early release drops that aren't part of my normal thing, and then whatever else. So this is going to be another one of those. And then also, I'm going to release, I've done some more of those readings. I did the last two readings from the Storyteller series that I've read. So those that have read, that have listened to my pieces, like Sap Sorrow and the Three Ravens, and anyways, those fairy tales that are combinations between Jim Henson writing and also Brothers Grimm's tales and old folklore tales. So I read the last two, and I'm just going to clean them up a little bit, and so you guys will get those this week. And I think before the end of the month, you'll get one or two more slices of Ruth. But anyways, what's on my mind today? What is on my mind? You know, honestly, there's just like so much going on right now in my life. I just kind of feel, how do I say? I think I feel pretty grateful, I guess, or I'm trying to feel very grateful. I have been trying to sort out a shit ton of paperwork and all these methodologies and things and stuff for moving forward with my move. I'm not moving back to my hometown. That's kind of over and done with for me for a lot of reasons, but I'm moving closer to a city that I feel still will afford me opportunities and adventure, which I need in my life. On top of, I do have a few family members and some friends there for a physical support kind of network, which is necessary for me with my health the last few months. I think I will be okay, but if there is an impending surgery in the next couple of months, then being in a city where I have a physical support system will be very essential for me. So that's a reason. Also, just for my mental health as well. People, in my opinion, people need people, and some of us need people more in person than others, and so on. And literally, the almost 2 years that I moved out and lived in this big city, I could count the number of times on my hand that someone has been in my apartment, a friend or family member. So out of almost 750 days, I would say 6 or 7 of those days, maybe 8 or maybe 10 will be nice. Maybe 10 of those days, I have had a friend or a family member in my house for any given amount of time. That's not something I'm used to. I grew up in a house with people all the time. There was always somebody around. We had open door policy. I lived next door to family. People would just come over, you know? So, especially with COVID and out here, being on my own and having just really bad days and everything, I would have killed to have somebody just in the same city, let alone that could come over and watch a movie or just pop in for 5 minutes and bring me a meal, or even if I could go over to their house and use some sort of a gesture of, hey, I was making cookies. I made some extra, and here you go, just to talk to them for 5 minutes and do something nice for them and take it to them in person to just like distract myself or make me feel better would have been so nice. So having a physical support system is very important to me. And so that's another reason that I'm making this move. Also, for what it seems to be, the cost of living is going to go up, which does stress me out a little bit. However, it is a definite upgrade. And then also, at the end of the day, the support system and the upgrade and being closer to home and all these things, my mental health, I feel at the end of the day, I'm going to say that it's worth it. I say that it like that because there's a part of me that anytime I show 1% weakness, she gets very mean and upset with me. And she likes to say a lot of mean things about how weak I am. So the fact that when I say I need people and I need to get out of here and I can't finish my lease here again, I can't renew my lease, I can't do this anymore, you know, all these things, and the fact that I'm weak and I'm having all these health problems, that voice, that girl, that one part of me that's not very nice, she has no excuses and no chill. So that's why I'm saying I'm going to say that my mental health and everything is worth it, because she would combat that to a fault. So yeah, it's a really nice place. I'm excited for the move because it means I have a new space. It's going to be a much nicer space. I have not explained to everybody the situation that I've been here. And a big part of that is I don't want people to worry with me, and I grew up with much worse. But some examples are especially since the storm in February, there's not a week that doesn't go by that at some point my water or my power is not shut off for quote unquote maintenance issues, especially hot water. They'll just email us and be like, we're having issues and unforeseen. And so the hot water is off till possibly, you know, X amount of time tonight. Also, just in general, the water pressure is horrible. It's very, very soft, you know, and then as far as that, even when I do have hot water, I have to wait about 15 minutes if I'm going to use it in my shower. Any given sink, probably about 30 minutes, I have to have the hot water tap running before it gets hot. I didn't tell this to a lot of people, but during my first year here, I went 11 weeks without hot water because I just wasn't aggressive enough to tell them that this was a real issue. I didn't call them every day like I probably should have at some point. It wasn't until I basically threatened a lawsuit for mental health damages because I would, at the end of the day, I just wanted a hot shower to like de-stress and stuff, and I had to stand in a cold shower, and it just got to where like every night I would take a cold shower and cry while I was in it, upset with everything and blaming myself. And I finally told them that I need to go see a therapist, and I'm going to charge them for it and sue them for all this crap. And then magically the water was fixed like 4 days later for something that is a problem that nobody would ever see unless we delve deeper. And that's so rare. We just didn't do that. Oops. Anyways, the point is there's been a lot of things. I've been harassed by neighbors. It is loud here. Thin walls. I have to deal with odors and bug issues from neighbors when they move out or neighbors that aren't clean. It's tolerable, but it is just an upheaval that I feel vexes me and makes my life tougher and more stressful than it needs to be. And I've just been doing it for almost 2 years, and so I'm just exhausted, and I've been doing it alone. Nobody else has been in this apartment but me. So like at the end of the day, if there's an issue, it's me. I can't fix anything because if I fix anything and I damage it, then I have to pay for it. Like, it's just one big headache. And that's one reason I'm stressed out about all of this paperwork, because they're trying to gouge me at every cross and turn. You know, oh, you want to move out? We basically want 3 grand from you. And I'm like, this place isn't worth 1 grand, buddy. Like, it's just so stressful because, granted, you know, this place isn't the Ritz and I know that and stuff, but like a part of me is like, I know there's going to be exit fees. I'm not dumb. You're a business. But like, I literally have lived here. I have only, you know, even for the water issue, I haven't called the maintenance 10 times to fix anything. I don't have bugs. I keep things clean. I don't have pets. I don't smoke. I don't break any of the rules. I don't disturb any of my neighbors. And now that I want to leave, I'm being villainized. You know, like, it's just ridiculous. And I don't think anybody should have to live like this. I wouldn't tell, if anybody else told me that they were this stressed, I would just tell them to move. And so I have to remind myself that I'm a person too, and I'm allowed that kind of thing. Sorry to vent. This is not really why I came here. Sorry, I'm drinking my nutritional health shake. Chock full of vitamins. So my body doesn't starve to death. I think I started this with saying I'm just really grateful. And so I think I'm just so stressed out, and a part of me is just like, just be grateful. Because at the end of the day, all the apartment issues aside, all the stuff in life that I'm dealing with, all the worries, all the stress, I'm very grateful for you guys. And I'm very grateful for a community that, like, every time I show up and I feel like a hot mess and I feel like just, I don't know what I'm doing. You guys always assure me that I am a rock star and I am great and wonderful. And I'm just really grateful that whether some days I believe you or not, because I'm sorry, I don't want to throw all these nice things that you're saying back in your faces. I'm really trying to work hard on accepting them, and believing them. And giving value to everything that I do instead of dismissing such. But, like, whether I believe them or not, like, the fact that you guys still show up and the fact that you're so supportive and the fact that you do so resiliently, no matter how much I try to combat you when I have bad moments. The fact that you guys are all like that and you encourage me, and the fact that I'm blessed to be able to create for a living. It's not always easy. It's not always ideal. It is stressful being the janitor, CEO, and talent of this agency. And all these things that I'm learning that people don't even realize is part of it. Learning to build a website, audio engineering. Performance, how to get better at performance. I'm also always looking into ways to get just better at performing, challenging. I'm looking into the city that I'm moving to. I have friends there that are do stage, and they've talked about that they know people that do voice acting, and that maybe I could be able to get in on some of their classes that they do in the community for like voice acting. And, you know, all these things and these small investments and expenses that, you know, this isn't just moaning into a mic. This just isn't just some hobby for me. This is a business and a job. And I spend money and countless hours learning to be better. You know, I'm looking into how to get on Spotify so that I am more accessible to people. I'm looking into a lot of people love the meditation audios, which, not that I hate them. I love them for myself as well. It's actually very cathartic and meditative for me to do them. But they behoove me nothing on YouTube, if you guys want me to be honest. I get nothing. I love that they help people. That's why I do them. But as far as like monetization or anything, I think the average for meditation audio that I get through monetization, for full transparency, is like $1.60 a month. That's what I make. So 4 meditation audios a month, probably 2 hours spent working per meditation, and I make $4. So, but that's just me being transparent. I love to do them. I love to sit down because I have to meditate and I have to disconnect from everything to sit here and put myself in that headspace and try to be a good meditative force, you know, for the listeners, for those that need it as well. But I've considered looking into making it an app on your phone so you don't have to go to YouTube and all this stuff, and you don't have to worry about like having your screen locked or turned off, you know, and things like that. And like I said, looking into Spotify so I'm available on other places, or your casting or whatever, or RSS feeds. Building my website has been the most frustrating thing, but also a great thing, because it's nice and beautiful that I've created this space that is going to be mine and I've had fun with it. So I'm just really grateful that I get to be in this fray and in that position while I'm also doing everything else, because I can't imagine working at my old job or another job or having to move and find a new job and applying and interviewing and all these things. And I just really hope to really, when I move, I have great plans about like how to make an official, like, quote unquote studio space, because right now it's just a desk, which is great. It works for me. But like to actually have like a corner, like an office or a corner in my room, or to set up a special place, you know, recording booth. I've been looking into so many resources and so many builds and inspirations and, you know, a new desk and, you know, soundproofing materials and how to do it and beautiful ways to do it. And I just get so excited that like in this move, I'm moving as a professional VA, and my apartment and my living situation and my space are going to reflect that proudly. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be grateful in that sense. I'm trying to reflect proudly on my brand and what I'm doing, because I feel like I'm doing good. I feel like I'm trying to be a good person, and I feel like I am a good person, and I feel that I work very hard. And so I feel that in that sense, I'm doing good, you know, for other people, and I'm a good creator, and sorry, this is hard for me to say. I am worth what people are, what I say, too generous to give me, if that makes sense. I'm starting to say my time is worth my patrons, you know, the patrons that I get. My time is worth the tips. My time is worth the time people take to give me feedback and to compliment me. I'm trying to stop shrugging things off so much, if that makes sense. And I'm excited to move into this place and be loud and be proud about it, because that's not something I've got to do. I moved here to get out of a really bad situation, to basically restart my life because of that situation and because of how I was feeling and because I felt like I was dying emotionally. And I moved here and I got a lot of adventure, and things were really, really rough, and things got rougher. And through all that, I started to do this full time and I grew. And now I feel like my apartment and where I'm living should reflect the fact that I'm not in survival mode anymore, if that makes sense. I am in a thrival mode now, right? right? It's hard, it's tough, but I'm thriving. I'm making it work. And I feel like if I just keep working hard and continuing to do what I'm doing, improving, I feel like I can keep getting better for everybody, for myself, for my listeners, for my peers. I just want to take everybody along the ride with me, right? We're going to go together. And anyways, that's what I'm grateful for. And I'm sorry about this crazy rant. And I'm sorry about getting a teensy bit emotional. But you guys are great. And next time, I don't know what the subject will be, but keep your eyes out. You guys are wonderful and you're great. And I adore you. And thank you for listening to this old gal. And that's all I've got today. Have a great, 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 great rest of your week. Do something good for somebody and then do something doubly good for yourself. You're worth it. And Ruthie says to go do it, so you better go fucking do it. All right, guys. Bye.